Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut cheap trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home.
At Redmond Realty Group, we can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead in real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. President Biden again pushing Congress to act on a border deal.
In November, my team began serious negotiations with a bipartisan group of senators led by a very serious conservative Republican senator, as well as Democrats. The result was a compromise bill of the toughest border security reforms this country's ever seen.
His comments during an address at the League of Cities in D.C. Lawyers for E. Jean Carroll have requested that Judge Lewis Kaplan approve Donald Trump's $92 million bond. The former president lost a defamation case brought by the columnist who claims he sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez pleaded not guilty to obstruction charges in an indictment that was added to the bribery and corruption charges he already faced. There are new worries about humanitarian conditions in Gaza as the Muslim holy month of Ramadan begins. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee says today it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The Universities of Wisconsin blames falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The U.S. House votes this week on forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular social media platform. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is leading the push.
Imagine what they could do with the app in terms of election year misinformation, in terms of misinformation about a war. That proves the point that we can't put this app in the hands of our foremost adversary, the Chinese Communist Party.
More than 170 million Americans use TikTok. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Packers release Aaron Jones. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL free agency, the Packers making several surprise moves. They will sign Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. The 26-year-old has been explosive at times and worked with Packers special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia when the two were with the Raiders. They then informed 29-year-old running back Aaron Jones he's no longer with the team. Jones has been with the Packers the past 7 years. GM Brian Gutekunst calling him last month the heartbeat of our team.
I think, yeah, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number. So now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things and how it fits and what's going to be best for our football team.
The Packers also releasing left tackle David Bakhtiari and inside linebacker Devondre Campbell, saving them $40 million off the salary cap. They then signed New York Giants safety Xavier McKinney, a four-year deal worth $68 million. McKinney played for Alabama and was a second-round pick for the Giants in 2020. Packers safety Darnell Savage Jr. is moving on, signing a three-year deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop on a love jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to this station.
98Q Country.
To the sun.